You're listening to Indy's Real Estate Gurus on Freedom 95, WFDM, and WXLW. Now your hosts, Mortgage Guru Rick Ritma and Real Estate Guru Jeff Cusick.
The American dream had a heart attack. It almost died, and for many American families, including many families right here in Indiana, it's still on life support. Healing the American dream takes knowledge. Knowledge about buying, selling, and financing a home. Knowledge about your money, your debts, and home ownership. Hi, I'm Rick Ritma, your hardworking mortgage guy, and I'm here with Jeff Cusick, broker owner of Cusick Associates Realty, and this is Indy's Real Estate Gurus, and we're here to put your American dream back on a solid foundation. Good morning, and thank you for joining us.
Through the week, you can always reach myself, Jeff Cusick, co-host of Indy's Real Estate Gurus and broker owner of Cusick Associates Realty, or Rick Ritma, your hardworking mortgage guy, by jumping online, visiting indiesrealestategurus.com. That's indiesrealestategurus.com. Or you can call or text us, 317-658-5240. That's 658-5240. Good morning, Rick. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you, Jeff?
Doing awesome. Today, we're excited to have three gurus here, three guest gurus in here. Number one, we've got Lynn Fisher, broker and owner of Fisher & Associates Real Estate. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning.
We've got A.J. Meehan with Co-Alliance Risk Advisors, insurance guru himself right there. A.J., how are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you.
And the last but not least, the guru in his own and our expert title man with Columbia Title, Ray Sumire. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're terrific.
Great.
Hey, let's start off the show. Let's get in with a little bit and get Lynn over here to talk a little bit about what's happening out there in the wonderful world of real estate on your side of it. How long have you been in the business, and what's your background, Lynn?
My background, I've been in the business about 28 years, a little more.
There you go. That's almost new.
Almost new, exactly. And it's pretty diversified. My background goes from residential investment, as well as full commercial and commercial leasing. Mm-hmm. I deal with a lot of investors all over the country, so that's a big
focus. With those investors, do you guys specify a certain type of investment property you're looking at, whether it's commercial real estate on the strip malls type thing? Is it just multifamily? Is it everything?
It's actually everything. The one thing I don't do a lot of is industrial.
Right.
But on the multifamily level, I do a considerable amount of it. Most of my business, I would say, is referral and a customer base that has gradually grown with me throughout the years. They might have started out residentially, then started to invest when they basically saw what I was doing with other clients. It's a wide variety of different type of investors that want their returns in different ways.
Sounds like a very broad paintbrush.
It is a broad paintbrush, yes.
So in doing that, what type of commercial do you do when you're talking about that commercial? Because you said you don't do industrial, but there's so many different things of commercial, whether it's office leasing, whether it's office buildings, whether it's retail, what have you.
I do handle a broad base of that. For instance, in investing, it goes everywhere from a single-family home rental, which many of them start in, by the way, to duplexes, to tris, to quads, which is a fourplex, and then you automatically transcend and go into commercial at that point, which I know Rick knows about because of the different kind of loan values and what you do with it.
Right.
From there, it could go into large apartment complexes. They might decide they're going to change and go into commercial strip or business buildings. It's all over the ballpark.
Yeah, and on that business building, I would I'd be concerned right now with all the vacancies that are out there, but now more and more because I've got a couple friends that are in that commercial side of it that are trying to get those things leased up, and they're putting them up, but is there enough call for them?
Exactly. And most of the people that I do deal with when it comes to a business building are doing a partial owner-occupied
because
of that.
Just to cover them. Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, what's the market like in Indianapolis? And really, you deal throughout the state of Indiana and even outside of Indiana, but let's take the state of Indiana. What is the market like for fourplexes up to apartment buildings? What is it looking like today?
The clients that I have actually are all over the country that love Indiana. Indiana is a reasonable marketplace that gives them a high return. And depending upon the type of return that they want, and there, believe me, there are many different kinds, that tells me what the best investment kind or type for their lifestyle might happen to be. So, for instance, I might get a call for somebody saying, okay, I've got $500,000. I might only have $30,000, whatever. But they want to invest in Indiana because they're seeing the highest return, especially around Indianapolis, because not all of Indiana is like us. But especially around Indianapolis, they're getting their highest return for the money that they invest. They can't get that on the East Coast. They can't get it on the West Coast in California. We're it.
So our market is a great market to invest in property right now.
It is, and it's holding its value. So their return is much higher in our state and particularly in our city and surrounding area than any place else in the country.
And it sounds like if somebody is looking to do that, you actually help investors start in the very bottom end, like getting into a fourplex, all the way up to then helping them get all the way up to apartment buildings.
I do. As all of you know, you had a big shift in 2008 on, which changed the way a lot of people started to invest because out-of-state buyers weren't getting loans. So they ended up going into their IRAs, their Roth IRAs, and using those dollars to come in, use the cash, and buy, and then start to move up or increase their portfolio from one property to two properties, etc., without destroying their Roth IRA or whatever they're using, instead creating a higher equity and higher profit for it.
This is Indy's Real Estate Gurus, Healing Your American Dream, right here on Freedom 95, and we've got Lynn Fisher in the house with us this morning, and we're talking to Lynn about a little bit about her background and what she is an expert in, and on that commercial real estate side of it, working with those investors. Basically, you're doing a lot. It's so different from my side of it on the residential side that we were talking on the way down here with the emotion and all that tied in. You've got guys looking for a certain return, and they're looking at picking up a deal. And they want to find out what this is. And it's not because they like the paint color or they like the layout of this. They want to know what that ROI is going to be for them.
They do. And I think here's something that if you're going to start handling investors and counseling them on what's going to fit their lifestyle, there's everything from what we call in the industry mailbox money to getting something that fits in your lifestyle and the pattern of your lifestyle. That's the key. I mean, not only having a certain amount of money to do what you need, but in consulting with them, you need to figure out what's going to fit their lifestyle, because where they start in 2 years to 5 years, their lifestyle's changed. So maybe what they started in isn't what they want to be in. And part of that is because, and here's the other big problem with it. If you're not watching them and consulting with them and helping them move through their properties, they're going to end up wanting to save money and say, okay, I think I can manage it. And now it's no longer fitting in their lifestyle because now they're going over to fix a pipe when they should be sitting behind their desk earning money. So
do what they do best and let that happen. When you were mentioning that mailbox money investors, we got a couple minutes before we have to go to break.
That is probably the most passive way that you can do it, with no mess in anything you're doing. Mailbox money means you walk out of your house, you go to the mailbox, and you collect a check, which means it can be anything from, believe it or not, bank loans, which some people will buy what they call a note, to it's being managed, it's being serviced totally with the complete setup, and all they do is get the check from the management company. It doesn't matter where they're getting it, but it fits into their lifestyle of, I don't want to do a thing. I just want money, period. So that's mailbox money.
And they're doing what they do best by doing what they do to earn money, and this is the passive income that they've got from walking out to the mailbox. So
it's a good deal.
That's it.
I mean, if you can make that work, which property is one of the few places you can do that, real property anymore, houses and doubles and apartment buildings, things like that. Strip centers, do you get people who do that with strip centers too?
Absolutely. They usually don't do the management either. If you're going to get a strip center, that's another animal. It's not like multifamily.
Right. That's taking it to this next.
It is. It's taking it to the next step. And I highly recommend anybody that goes to that step, they at least start out with management, because they're into a whole different animal they don't get.
Right.
So it, and there's not the emotional impact of it, but there's a lot of legalities with it when you're dealing with tenants and the tenants change over and you're doing new leases and all of that. Pick a professional that knows how to do it.
Get a professional that knows what's going on. Yep. Get a hold of Lynn. She'll help you out, and she'll hold your hand through the whole concept and let you know what the difference between mailbox money is, and if you're going serious on the other end of it, how deep you can go.
That's right. This is Indy's Real Estate Gurus, healing your American dream right here on Freedom 95. I'm Rick Ritman, your host and your hardworking mortgage guy. You can contact Jeff or I by texting or calling us off air at 317-658-5240. That's 317-658-5240. Or you can visit on the web at indiesrealestateGurus.com. That's indiesrealestateGurus.com. Or join our Facebook page, Indy's Real Estate Gurus, and just look us up on Facebook. Up next, we'll find out how your home's insured value is higher than your home's market value.
This program is brought to you by the Real Estate Radio Network. Visit realestateradio.us for more info. That's realestateradio.us. You're listening to Indy's Real Estate Gurus with Rick Ritma and Jeff Cusick. Sundays at 11 a.m. on Freedom 95, WFDM and WXLW. Now, here's Rick and Jeff.
Through the week, you can call or text Rick or myself on the air or off the air. We don't care. Call or text us anytime. 658-5240. That's 317-658-5240. In the house, we've got AJ Meehan with Coalliance Risk Advisors. He's our insurance specialist guru with us this morning. So, again, AJ, we welcomed you earlier, and we were sitting there talking to Lynn Fisher about the investment side of it. Fill us in on your side of it. If buying, selling, refinancing, what am I going to need from my insurance guy to be able to get this mortgage taken care of?
Well, fairly simple, and as Rick probably knows, there's a couple different ways you can go about it. If you own a home, you obviously have home insurance. So during a refinance process, it's as simple as the agent presenting the mortgage company with a paid invoice or proof of a current policy that's in force with the effective dates, what the coverage is. Mortgage companies will want to see possibly what the deductible is to make sure it meets their guidelines as well. And then on a new purchase, depending on if they're escrowing or not, they could either, you know, want an invoice from us or even a paid receipt. You know, everything's paid up front. So very simple on our part. All we need is some mortgagee clause information, loan number, and we can get that over to them. So I have a history.
So that's the basic part, but let's drill a little deeper.
Sure.
AJ, when I've got clients and they need to do this, or Rick needs it, and we've got somebody buying a new house, we send them over to you. Because of what you've done in the past and how you've taken care of my clients, we've got exceptional feedback on the bedside manner, taking care of, really listening to them. Fill us in on why you guys are so good and what makes you different.
Well, we, as our name kind of implies, we are Coalliance Risk Advisors, and I think a couple different things set us apart. We take more of an advisory role. We're not here to tell you what to do. That's ultimately the buyer's or the insured's decision. All we can do is lay out the best plan that we feel is going to fit your unique needs and kind of guide you in that direction and let you know of what's available to you, what your options are, so they can make an educated decision when it comes time to pick a policy. So,
and that's a lot more than just doing a homeowner's policy.
It's a lot more than doing a homeowner's policy. Not everything's created equal. And then, you know, not only from the initial standpoint of issuing a new policy, but also when it comes down to claims, kind of guiding them through that claims process, maybe advising them on what's a good thing to claim and what might be something that's best served out of their pocket, because things, you know, have an effect down the road differently with each carrier. And so we try and advise them from that standpoint on what's the best route to take from a claims and from a coverage standpoint.
And in the coverage of bundling, home, auto, other insurance.
Right. Little industry secret here. There's a benefit for everybody with bundling. The main thing for the insured with bundling is you're going to see some pretty big discounts, up to 30% with some carriers, through your home, auto, even life insurance bundling is going to have some impact with some carriers. So big discounts are available for having everything with one agent. And the peace of mind of knowing you have one number to call if something happens, no matter where. So.
And that's what it is. I mean, Lynn and I have talked about this before, and it's the relationship business that we're really in when you're doing that, whether you're working commercial, anything, our residential side of it, but that's what you're building over there, and that's the same thing that we'll be talking to Ray about shortly here with the Columbia Title. But in doing that relationship, you can sit there and you can talk to them, then you can recommend and you can be the expert and the counselor for them. And then, because people come in thinking the policies are pretty much the same, what makes a policy different than others? We're talking about flood insurance as an example. Mm-hmm. Well, run with that.
There's multiple policy types. So each client is going to come in with their own needs. A lot of factors are going to be at play. Whether it's income and liability needs, whether it's personal assets, they're going to have different collections of whatever, and maybe more affluent clients are going to need more comprehensive coverage. So
sure.
there's what we call HO2, HO3, HO4, HO5, HO6. HO4 is a renters, HO6 is a condo. HO2 is going to cover some very basic risks, some very basic claims that you could have. Then HO3 is going to get a little bit more comprehensive on the dwelling, and then an HO5 is going to cover your structure and your contents for comprehensive risk. So really depends on the client, their need, what kind of belongings they have, what kind of structure they have, how unique it is.
Yeah, exactly, because it's going to totally different from that first-time home buyer when they're just coming out of college and maybe they just got married or something, no children yet, and they're buying their first house together, or it's a single person buying their house. They usually don't have near as much as that seasoned veteran that's been behind the wheel for 28 years that's already been out there, and they've had a chance to accumulate some wealth and what have you. So
yep.
Helping them out and counseling them is the number one key.
This is Indy's Real Estate Gurus, healing your American dream right here on Freedom 95. For all your real estate and mortgage questions, contact Jeff or myself by calling or texting us at 317-658-5240. Again, 317-658-5240. Thank you for listening.
Honey, I'm home.
Now, here's Jeff's featured property of the week.
Well, we were just talking about with AJ about insurance, and we've got something that we're pretty excited to be bringing on this weekend. And for those of you that are out there today and listening to the show, you want to stop by. We've got a new featured property that we're going to have an open house today from 2 to 5. It's at 7425 Central. That's in the Meridian Hills neighborhood. And this has just been totally renovated.
Wow.
And we're just now putting it on. It's going to be priced at $585. It's over 3,000 square feet. It's a ranch layout, but we do have an upper level. We've got the third bedroom and a full bath upstairs. So on the main floor, you've got a renovated, all-new, added a brand-new master suite, master closet, master bath area, put in a second bedroom, put in a hall bath with a custom tile shower. We've got the great sunroom, and we've got a gourmet kitchen that's been all renovated in this one. And then the lower level, it's got a great theater area, a fourth bed, den area, full bath down there. Laundry, of course, is in the lower level. It's beautifully finished off, and it's on a private street, as you know, on Central and 75th there. It's just south of 75th and Central. It dead ends there, so you're pretty much on a private, almost cul-de-sac. It dead ends into a beautiful, brand-new constructed house that looks like it's about 10 or 11,000 square feet down there. So go ahead. Feel free to turn around in their driveway and come back and see us.
And Meridian Kessler is hot, right?
Meridian Kessler area is very hot right now. So we're pretty excited about having this, and we're going to be we're amped up for it, and I think we're going to be ready. So if you guys are out and driving around today and you're in the area, stop by. And if you're definitely in the market for a Meridian Kessler, Meridian Hills type of property, this is one for you because it has been all renovated and it's been built. And unfortunately for the sellers, they just got, we actually just got the dumpster out of the yard on Monday, and they haven't even had a chance to enjoy this because they're being transferred out of state.
Wow. AJ, on a house like this, one of the things I notice is, like on my own home, the insured value of my property is higher than what I would consider market value of my property. Why does that happen?
Well, that's probably the question I get more than anything. When when I present a quote to somebody and they take a look at their dwelling coverage, they're going to notice immediately, my house is worth $400,000, probably on the open market. I'm insuring it for $550,000. That just doesn't make sense to me. We're over-insuring it. Well, there's a lot more things than just market value that do go into play. I mean, like, let's say worst case scenario, your house were to catch fire and burn down. Worst, you know, tragedy you could probably imagine as far as just an absolute total loss.
Yeah, well, everything's gone.
Everything's gone. So, but so you have this shell of a burnt down house that's remaining. You can't just build the house as it were with, you know, at market value. So there's some other things that come into play: demolition of the remaining structure, clearing the lot, debris removal, and then the total reconstruction from scratch of that house. So everything combined, that's where that cushion comes into play. There's, and then obviously the rising cost of materials as well. So we want to make sure we are preventing any kind of underinsured situation where the buyer has to come out of pocket in a total loss situation. So we're A, making sure that we're 100% replacement cost of that home plus demolition and debris removal in a total loss situation. So that's the difference between a market value and the insured value.
Well, it makes a lot of sense because you forget about you have to tear down.
Exactly.
Which is that's a big expense.
You also forget about you have to remove what you tore down. So many people, when they get involved with doing new construction and things like that, we want this, but they forget about the labor to build it. They forget about, well, we got to paint that bookshelf too when we put it in. That's all in that cost. It's just not building it.
Right. And a strong policy is going to also have at renewal every year what's called an inflation guard. So that it's designed to protect the homeowner against the rising cost of labor and materials. You know, as gas goes up, materials go up. So that, you know, maybe it's only 2 or 3%. It's just going to be a small adjustment, but it's going to continue to go up every year as far as your dwelling coverage, and that's just to protect you.
Well, that leads me to a good question here for you, AJ, and that is, we've got all these current homeowners that have been out there for a long time, and they've been in their houses. It used to be, we were excited about it because they used to turn over every 4 to 4.5 years, and now it's 7 to 10 years that they're moving out of their houses. So I get a big smile out of Lynn on that because we're a little busier on the turnover rate than what we have been. But with that in mind, is there any specific anything else that we need to be aware of, or something that we should be able to get back to our clients and say, hey, make sure, why don't you give AJ a call to go over your policy because he might need to update it to certain things? I mean, things have changed in the last 5 years.
Yeah, there's a lot. And that's where building that kind of loyalty with the client really pays off, because you can kind of grow their policies along with their ever-changing families. You know, new liabilities pop up, they're going to put in a pool. They're having children, you know, their kids' friends are coming over to play. All of a sudden, your liability starts to change. So we really look for gaps in insurance. You know, if I'm looking at someone's current policy and they're a new client, I'm checking that for those type of gaps, because their policy might be outdated. It might be a while since they've looked over it with their agent. So I always recommend, especially to my clients, when you get that renewal, give me a call. We'll kind of make sure everything's still up to date, and we send paperwork out to kind of remind you. But always good, because you never know. You know, what your life is like right now is going to be drastically different than it is in 5 years.
So that's great information. So we can definitely get a hold of our clients, and, you know, we can refer them that info and say, hey, give AJ a call and get those gaps taken care of. So this is Indy's Real Estate Gurus, healing your American dream right here on Freedom 95. I'm Jeff Cusick, owner and broker of Cusick Associates Realty, and you can contact Rick or myself by calling or texting us at the 658-5240, or go online to indiesrealestateGurus.com. That's indiesrealestateGurus.com. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
This program is brought to you by the Real Estate Radio Network. Visit realestateradio.us for more info. That's realestateradio.us.
Union Savings Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. Loan to value and credit score may cause additional fees. Some restrictions may apply.
You're listening to Indy's Real Estate Gurus with Rick Ripma and Jeff Cusick. Sundays at 11 a.m. on Freedom 95, WFDM and WXLW. Now, here's Rick and Jeff.
Once again, we're back here in the studio this morning, and we've got Ray Sumar, Executive Vice President of Columbia Title. Ray, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How about
Another
yourself?
Another beautiful day, Ian.
There you go. We're getting ready for this open house, and we're hoping we get that thing sold so we can come and visit you.
Sounds great.
What's going on over there at Columbia Title? Fill us in.
Well, we are officially all over at Columbia Title now. All the employees came over last week and started training on the new systems, new way to do things, and kind of getting everybody involved with everything that's going on with Columbia Title, and just just trying to just keep
on
going. It's
been a big transformation, hasn't it?
It is a big thing. We've changed some things in the in-house, the way things operate for the better.
Right.
So I figured this is the best time to do that. Getting offices like Indianapolis and Lafayette work together a lot.
Do they?
And getting the key to getting them to be able to do that was big.
Awesome. Now you've got your office there. You've got Greenfield. You've got Evansville, Richmond, Maryville.
Delphi and Lafayette.
Perfect. Now, with that being said, one thing that we're working with you guys on is the short sale workshop that's coming up. And we want to let all the listeners know, anybody that's struggling out there, that they're looking at possibly doing a short sale in their house, whether it's a job loss or income loss or any setback that they're going through, get a hold of us, because now we've done tons and tons of short sales in the past. But now with Columbia Title on board, they've got a short sale program that you guys are jumping in full, both feet.
Yep. It's been a program that Columbia Title has been working on for about 3 years now.
Mm-hmm.
The first year they started, they did about 200 short sales. Last year, they did over 400 short sales.
So you've got the relationships you guys have built with all these asset managers. Yes. And the banks and what have you, so it's helping out.
One of the big headaches when someone goes to start a short sale is, who do we contact? How do we get hold of that person? And since they've done it so long and done such a great job with it, they've got the direct contact to the asset managers at all the big banks and the local banks, small banks. So they know exactly who to go to. So a lot of times you're spending 2 or 3 weeks just trying to get to that right person.
Well, and the big thing is when you're trying to get information on a short sale and you're not late on your payment yet or anything like that, then they don't really help you.
Oh, no. They don't want to talk to you because you're not late right now. So why should they consider a short sale?
They tell you need to be late, and it's like, wait a minute, I don't want to ruin my credit yet until if we can sell it without going short, or they bring in a professional and we'll come in and tell them that, hey, here's the market value, and it might be $50,000 to $100,000 less than what they bought it for 5 years ago.
That's right.
And hence the short sale. So
the big thing with Columbia Title, what they've done is they've taken all the legwork out of not only the real estate person's hands, but also the homeowner's hands. They take care of all the negotiations. We are licensed with the state and bonded by the state. As far as we know, we're the only title company in the state of Indiana that is licensed and bonded through the Secretary of State to do this type of negotiations with the lenders.
Well,
and there's a big liability there.
Right. It's not only that, but it's helping that homeowner, because you're going to be in constant communication with that homeowner and crossing this bridge.
One of the big things is when we ask for some information from the homeowner, we need that information because it's not just for us, it's for the lender. The lender wants constant information on an individual's financial situation, their work situation, why are they considering a short sale versus a traditional sale. And these days, it's because of loan value versus market value for the most part.
Correct. And that's one thing that we've had to do many times in all these short sales is hold their hand all the way through it and try to get this information. And it's imperative that they work with you because you're both working on the same team.
And the biggest thing we hear is realtors are spending a lot of time with short sales, and they don't make money when they're spending time on short sales. So we've made this program available to the realtors so they can spend more time out marketing, selling homes, what they do best. I mean, let us do our job, you guys do your job, and everyone gets happy at the end. We're having a short sale seminar come up on Wednesday, May 14th at Columbia Title on Chadlin Avenue. Feel free to contact me. Anybody has any information, wants more information, or like to attend, just give me a call.
Yep. Reach us out here. You can call us at any time. Yep. And the number here where you can call or text, 658-5240. So feel free. Hit us on the website. Hit the Rick or Jeff button, and we'll get you in touch with Ray.
We can put it on the website, though.
Okay.
Just give me the information, and we'll put
sure.
We can put it on the web so people can get to it on the web.
We'll get it to you.
No problem. This is Indy's Real Estate Gurus, healing your American dream right here on Freedom 95. And we've got A.J. Meehan with Coalliance Risk Advisors. We've got Lynn Fisher with Fisher's Real Estate, Fisher and Associates in house today, along with Ray Sumar, who you're just listening to, with Columbia Title. So it's a full house here this morning, Rick.
It is a full house. And, I wanted to ask, we were talking about investment property, and I guess this is a Ray question, it may be a Lynn question, but on the investment properties, are there different title issues that you guys have seen come up, or is there different issues that somebody purchasing an investment property has to watch out for?
There is, and in fact, I ran into it last week. When you're doing, I'm trying to think of the best way to describe this, when you're doing a residential home and the title work on that, you can agree or disagree, Ray, but it's a much simpler type of policy, it's pretty clean cut. You can see the issues. Sometimes in commercial and in commercial buildings, there are different kinds of liens that take place, different kinds of infractions, city and county things that might be on it. Maybe somebody's died in the building. I mean, there's all kinds of different things, even Section 8 problems that could rise up that are now on the property. So title work and good title work, like from somebody like Ray, is imperative. If you're going to move through a property or get a property and you know it's going to retain its value, you have to make sure that in a commercial property in particular, you've alleviated everything.
When you're doing a commercial property, you're looking for a lot more things than a residential. I mean, you're looking for UCC liens. You're looking for code enforcement liens. You're looking for taxes to make sure the taxes are all paid. So there's just a lot more things when it comes to a commercial that you have to work with.
You know, now, AJ,
yes.
What about on an investment property? We've talked about the title. What about insurance? Is that different, or how does somebody go about making sure they get the correct insurance on an investment property?
It is different, yeah. And the way the carrier is going to look at that is, when the owner is not there, you know, the assumption is that the property won't be as well maintained as if the owner were there. So I think that's pretty, you know, common sense, but a lot of people will also think, okay, well, I don't have my personal property in there and things like that. But, you know, we have found that the risk is a little bit higher. So there is a different policy form altogether that's designed for non-owner type homes. So,
and with that being said, then the renter's policy that we have all of our clients taking,
yes,
that we recommend, because we've got our landlords that own it. They have their policies and their umbrella policies on there, but the renter's policy is pretty cut and dried. And we should be able to get a hold of you at any time and be able to get these guys, because you should, whether you're renting an apartment, a home, what have you, you should be in contact and have your things covered, because it's not covered and it needs to be. You're going to be in trouble. I forget who they had on the commercial out there, but the guy's sitting on the couch looking at half his apartment's burned up. But and the thing was saying, if it's not covered, it's not covered. You might have to live with it.
Yeah, that's that it hits home, you know. It's very true.
Definitely. Rick, with everything going on out there, and we were talking about the investment properties and that stuff, and we've got the insurance, we've got the title, but bottom line is we need the guy to bring the check to the closing. What do we have to do if we've got the investors out there, and what's going on in the mortgage market to help us that way?
You know, and that's investment property, what we call non-owner occupied property, is obviously a little different in every aspect that we've talked about, and it's the same in financing. It's a little bit more difficult, but it's certainly, there's a lot of investment financing going on, non-owner occupied property going on, anywhere from, you know, a single family investment property up to apartment buildings, strip centers, industrial. There's still a tremendous amount of financing available. Rates are still very, very good. The market, you keep hearing about what's going on in the market, and you hear bad news, and you hear good news, and you hear bad news. Bottom line is, rates are staying very, very similar. They're staying pretty much where they've been for quite some time.
Is that at 1.5%, 2% right now?
That is, that's the wholesale rate. What banks loan to banks for.
Well, tell you what, if we can have a special rate given out for anybody going to our 7425 Central House, to the open house today, can we get them like a special rate Sunday, 4.5% for 3 hours?
We could get special rates.
We want a special rate. We want insurance to be covered, and we want to be able to close at 5:00. Are
wow.
We in?
You don't want much.
No, not at all. Just bring your
you get the sale out of it, and then
you want Lynn to bring the buyer.
Yeah, Lynn will bring the buyer. She'll be the broker on that side of it. You bring the check, and we'll get it all done. Special financing is available. Hey, you're listening right here to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, healing your American dream, right here on Freedom 95. I'm Jeff Cusick, broker owner of Cusick Associates Realty, and you can contact Rick or myself by calling or texting us at the 658-5240, or go online and find us at indiesrealestategurus.com. Up next, why an apartment building might just be the investment you've been looking for.
This program is brought to you by the Real Estate Radio Network. Visit realestateradio.us for more info. That's realestateradio.us. You're listening to Indy's Real Estate Gurus with Rick Ripma and Jeff Cusick. Sundays at 11 a.m. on Freedom 95, WFDM and WXLW. Now, here's Rick and Jeff.
Welcome back, and thank you for listening. Lynn, I wanted to ask, why is an apartment building or maybe even a double or a fourplex, why are they really great investments for somebody to look at?
There's actually two firm answers to that question. Number one is, oftentimes if you have a single family rental, if it goes dark, it's dark. There is no backup income of any kind. If you go to a duplex, you're hedging your bets 50-50. But if you go to an apartment, and believe me, it's a different animal. Don't think you can just jump into it because
you're just not multiplying your...
You're now, you've got 20 headaches instead of one headache. And at that point, you're back to what is the need of the person that's investing the money and what kind of return do they want, or cap rate is what it's called. And that, for those of you that don't know, a cap rate is a percentage of your investment profitability. And it's rated several different ways in how you can get that. But the bottom line is, if you've got an out-of-state investor that really wants to be hands-off and they're only looking at the numbers, at that point, sometimes and oftentimes, the best return is going to be multifamily in an apartment complex.
Let's say you've got a 25-unit building you're going to pay. Let's just keep the numbers round for you for, let's say, $1 million. Okay.
That's a nice one.
Yeah, it's a good one. We got, it's 99.9% occupied, and it's, the Taj Mahal has been built last year. Now, when you figure that cap rate for that investor, expand on that.
Okay, and here's the key. When you said it's been built a year.
A year.
You're looking at low maintenance costs.
Right.
Initially, so your cap rate's going to be higher, for sure. Probably for 5 years. If you have decent tenants, and more than likely you're going to have better tenants because it's a newer building.
Newer building, better type of tenant.
Fresher look. I mean, obviously location's key.
Yep.
But if you're looking at that type of investment, more than likely your price point is going to be higher, so your unit cost is going to be higher, or each apartment.
Yeah, that wasn't fair on 25 units. Let's bump that up to 250 units.
Well, no, that's not reasonable.
We went back to the slums. And
yeah, you're definitely not where you want to be. So I guess what I'm trying to say is that that's the kind of animal that management is key, no matter what you do. You're risking too much money.
Right.
So for you investors out there, make sure you consult with some people before you even think about jumping into that arena, and you know what you're going to get, because management is your backup. And buying the right property in the right location, I've seen, and I've done it, I have purchased property for an investor, and they've strictly gone on pictures and purchased the property on the numbers. It's worked out. Does it always work out? No.
No.
So my point is, make sure it's the animal that you really want to tangle with, because sometimes it'll take you down.
Do your due diligence. Find out.
Absolutely.
Talk to that expert out there. Get a hold of you and find out what's going on. Because if you're just starting out, there's so many late night shows with all of the videos and all that saying, hey, here's how to make it. But, you know, start with a single family. Go into multiple single families. If you get, you know, if your goal is to get 10 or 12 of those, you think you can do them yourself, that's kind of hedging your bet right there. But if you get upwards of 20, you got some great mailbox money, but you're setting yourself up for some nice retirement dollars here. You would probably get into a property management situation, get into your doubles, get into your quads, and then get a hold of the expert before you get into anything deeper.
I totally agree with what you just said. You can only get to a certain point that you think you can handle on your own. And depending upon your time constraints and what you do for a living, honestly, having some outside help is a good thing. But setting yourself up, there's no better investment than real estate.
Well, that's it. And that's why, with you being an expert on both sides of that, with the investment side and knowing what to do with all of that side, that's why you're the expert. That's why you're the broker in the field. And that leads me over to AJ with that. And the question there is, a lot of people are don't really understand what the difference is between an insurance agent and an insurance broker.
Mm-hmm.
Fill us in on why you guys can do, when you're he who's in control is in control, and they win the game.
Right. I have a background in both. So a direct agent, the people that represent one carrier.
Right.
And not a knock at all, because that's, you know, that's my background, and it's fantastic. I mean, they have things that they really excel at.
But there's limitations.
There is limitations. It a lot of times it can be a square peg round hole situation. And that's where I feel that we excel as a broker, because I represent several different carriers that all do something very well with a lot of different options. So I'm able to take someone's unique situation, customize a plan, and then take it out to market and find not only the best coverage, but also the best price. So I'm able to manipulate that a little bit more and customize a plan. I feel a little bit better than a direct writer.
You're not handcuffed to where you only have one program, and you have to make that, again, that square peg fit in that round hole, and it's just something that might happen and might not happen.
Exactly.
And it gives you more options to help that client and help that consumer. So
that's what it's all about.
You guys have any questions about that with insurance or whatever, feel free to jump online and call us. And you're listening to Indy's Real Estate Gurus right here. Feel free to text or call us at the
317-658-5240. That's 317-658-5240.
Thanks, Rick. You knew I was looking for
What's our number?
658-5240. I've said it 3,000 times and still have to look at it.
Yeah. But you know, AJ, I think one of the biggest things that we're hearing out there in real estate today is the flood insurance.
Yeah.
And the issues that are going on in flood insurance. What is going on with flood insurance?
Oh man, that's a good question. An act was introduced called the Biggert Waters Act. They basically reclassified and rezoned all of the floodplains and then raised the rates. So that people were getting some pretty drastic flood insurance bills, and it was causing a lot of problems. There's people on fixed incomes that aren't prepared for a large bill like that. So a lot of kickback, a lot of angst and anxiety that had caused. So I don't think that they were prepared for the backlash that they were going to get from implementing that bill. So what they've gone and done is I believe in the past month and a half, is put a 2-year delay on that bill to try and put something better into place in the next 2 years. So whether that's moving the problem down the street or that's going to really allow them to put a real fix in place remains to be seen. But for the time being, it should help. Now, the people that have already paid a little bit more than they should have, it's going to take a little while, 12 to 18 months is what I'm hearing, to get those refunds. But at least moving forward for the next 2 years, it's going to ease some of that pain in the flood zones.
So if people have gotten their bills and they thought that they had to pay this exuberant amount, they can actually get a hold of you and get those things rebid?
I have not seen a rate change from a quoting standpoint yet. I still think that's in the mix. It should be coming very soon, I hope. But we're all kind of waiting for the federal flood, you know, the FEMA's
right.
of the world, and the carriers that offer those to let us know when that trickle effect is going to come down. So I guess, you know, people that are in floodplains or looking to buy homes in floodplains, at least they have the peace of mind to know for the immediate future that there is relief coming. But when exactly is difficult to say, and will a better plan be put into place in the next 2 years is really what we're crossing our fingers for.
Yeah, we're hoping for that. So has anybody that has seen an increase, though, is it mandatory that they pay that, or can they get it requoted?
Well, right now the rates are what they are.
So you better pay.
Right.
Pay it and then get a hold of us.
Hopefully get a refund.
Yeah, possibly get a refund, but you might want to talk to your insurance specialist.
Right, and some people are still, even with the bill getting extended, still going to see rate increases. It's not exactly all-encompassing. So,
wow. Okay. Give us a call. We'll get you in touch with AJ. He can check out your policy and take it from there. I'm sure he'll take care of you and put you in the right direction.
It's amazing what flood insurance is doing. Is it affecting commercial property also, Lynn?
Not as of yet.
No?
Not as of yet.
Well,
that's
good.
It will. I mean, it's
once they change those
theme,
yeah, it's going to come all the way down from.
Well, I think what you're going to start seeing is a lot of private companies come up with their own flood insurance capabilities as well. So we're already starting to see it down in Florida. I think you're going to start to see that spread pretty wildly, because those, while FEMA's trying to figure it out, there's an opportunity there for some private companies to step
with
in.
With those private companies, then it'll be a little more competitive, and they're not going to be stuck with, hey, I got to pay this exuberant amount because I can go out and shop it now.
Yeah, that's the hope, yes.
Now, Ray, I got a question for you. This off the flood insurance, but I had a customer this week. This is one of those things that just happens to people, and you really have to be careful. They had the mortgage lender they had sold to somebody else. They both went out of business. On the title work, both of these were untitled still, and they were having trouble getting these off. There were like three or four other issues that everybody seemed to have gone away who was helping them with the situation. How do you as a title work fix those type of situations where you, the companies are out of business?
Well, when a mortgage company shuts down, someone has to take over that book of business. It's not like when a mortgage shuts down, you don't have a free and clear house, your mortgage goes away. We would all love for it to be that way, but unfortunately it can't be that way. So we have to take the due diligence to find out who took over that book of business, what bank took that over, and contact that bank to get that mortgage either released, get a payoff for that mortgage, or whatever the case may be. Sometimes it takes a while because, I mean, it's not easy to track sometimes. So we're having to call several different people to find out who took that bank over.
It's crazy. Jeff and I will be back next Sunday at 11 a.m. That's May 4th. We'll be joined by Chris Camparelli, realtor with Keller Williams, and he'll be talking about what's going on in real estate on Indy's West Side. For any and all of your real estate or mortgage needs, contact Jeff or I. Please visit us online at indiesrealestategurus.com. That's indiesrealestategurus.com. Or call or text us off air at 317-658-5240. That's 317-658-5240. Thank you for tuning in, and please tune in to Indy's Real Estate Gurus next Sunday for May 4th at 11 a.m. right here on Freedom 95.
Hey, I want to thank Lynn, AJ, and Ray for joining us this morning. And your American dream is now one step closer to reality. Dreamers keep that dream alive.